It's a freedom machine like no other. Starting, growing, and cashing out of your own business.
Then all hell breaks loose.
Burned out, carrying all the weight on your shoulders, fighting fire after fire, never getting a break. But that was so yesterday.
It's time for your business breakthrough. Break out of the bottleneck. Break through to new levels of success. And break into a life you love. Now from Park Avenue in New York City, here's attorney, strategist, and SBA small business champion, Nina Kaufman. This is the Business Breakthrough Podcast.
Hello, how are you? Welcome to Business Breakthrough. I'm your host, Nina Kaufman, coming to you from the heart of New York City, and I'm glad you're here today. Thanks for tuning in. In this episode, we're going to chat with Debbie Silber. She is the Mojo Coach. I cannot keep up, I got to tell you. And she's also the CEO of Lifestyle Fitness. We're going to talk about a business that scales. And I wanted to have Debbie on the show because her story is both about scaling a business and minding your health. Because as entrepreneurs, we like to think, you know, we're going to live forever, don't we? That we've always had plenty of time. We're just going to work, and everything's going to be fine. But running ragged, getting 100-hour weeks, little sleep, eating junk food on the run, no exercise. Anyone relate? Yeah, well, it can actually land us in the hospital, not just the occasional cough or a day off or maybe a slower day. And if we haven't found a way to scale our business, not only are we out of commission, but our business is out of commission too. And that's something we touch on in our special report, 10 Steps to a Million Dollar Business. If your business rests on your shoulders with no one or nothing else to keep the revenue flowing while you're away, you are quickly going to reach. So to get out of that rut, go to businessexponential.com/podreport to get your copy. And so Debbie has found a way to re-engineer scale into her business model because she, the Mojo Coach, lost her mojo. And you're going to hear about that on the show. So for now, while our kids are young, she can be there for them. And once she can ramp it up and blow it out. And that's why I'm looking forward to talking with her this week. So a little bit about Debbie Silber. She is the Mojo Coach and the CEO of Lifestyle Fitness Incorporated, founder of www.themojocoach.com and debbiesilber.com. She is a recognized expert in the areas of weight loss, fitness, wellness, lifestyle, and personal development. She's also a speaker, consultant, and author of two books recommended by Brian Tracy, Marshall Goldsmith, Jack Canfield, and she has been branded the Mojo Coach because she has led countless others to achieve their ultimate body, mind, image, and lifestyle, inspiring them to get their mojo and transform into their personal and professional best. She's also created her own line of fuel bars and shakes, has contributed to a lot of media outlets, Fox, CBS, The Dr. Oz Show, Huffington Post, Shape, Self, Health, Working Mother. I'm exhausted reading the list. I probably need a fuel bar. And we are on Business Breakthrough. Debbie, thanks so much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Looking forward to it.
Thanks. You know, you call yourself the Mojo Coach, and that's kind of a ballsy moniker there. So tell us, how'd you get the name?
Well, actually, it was my client. It was 2008, and I had a husband, home, four kids, only four dogs at the time. We have six now, not quite sure how that, but I had this full-time business as a dietitian and personal trainer, and things I thought were going well. You know, just sort of doing it all, managing as best I could. I also had toxic relationships and way too much stress, and I was trying to be everything to everyone all the time. And I'm sure your listeners are shaking their head like, well, I started to get sick and I didn't have the time. I mean, I had kids to raise, a business to run, so I just blew it off. And the sickness turned into illnesses. Again, didn't have the time. And then conditions started to show up, and this was becoming a nuisance, slowing me down, but again, didn't have the time, and eventually disease. And the body works where, you know, it'll speak louder and louder until you pay attention. And that got my attention because I couldn't get out of bed. I mean, I had to give up my entire business with clients that I adored. You name it, I had it. Here I was, this health expert, and I was anything but healthy. So I had that light bulb moment, you know, when you have the like frying pan to the head kind of thing. Yeah. And it hit me. I said, you know, I'm eating well and exercising. So this has to have something to do with my mindset, with my stress, with the people I'm spending my time with. So I had surgery And while I healed, I studied to become a whole health coach. And that's a health expert trained to teach how your lifestyle creates either health and wellness or illness and disease. Sure enough, while I was going through the program, I learned that yes, in fact, on some level, the thoughts I was thinking, the stress I was under, and the relationships were at the root of it. So I did an experiment and I thought, well, what would happen if I changed those things? And I did. And over the next 9 months, I healed. I healed from everything. I got my mojo back, started working with clients, but this time in a very different way. They got their mojo back. They started calling me the mojo coach. And I had that entrepreneurial seizure. This grand passion purpose was born. My 5-week program was created. And I've just been on a mission to share this with anyone who listened ever since.
So I mean, I can hear all the mojo is back because clearly you're vibrant and you're filled with enthusiasm. So I'm eager to sort of dial it back just a little bit and take us more step by step, because that's one of the things that our listeners sometimes wrestle with, that they've reached the point maybe where you are, perhaps not to the extent of illness, but they're at capacity and not sure how to break through. So when you talk about, let's say, your 5-week programs or shifting the business model, you're thinking and you're shifting.
From a health and business perspective, really what hit me was there are so many aspects to wellness. And really, when we're at the top of our professional game, we have the ability to personal game and vice versa. The better we are physically, mentally, and emotionally, the better we are in every area of our life. Hold is important to us. So when my health picked up and when my mindset changed and when my stress level became manageable, my business took off because I was feeling so much better. You know, we walk around so often and we're wondering why we're not having that level of success we want, whether it's in our relationships or in our health or with a certain level of income or just success. And, you know, I kind of look at it like this. Imagine best case scenario, all you have is 100% of all your energy at any given time. So play with me here. Imagine able to take all of your energy and put it in a bowl. Right? A bowl of energy. You can imagine the impact and how powerful that would be. The way I see it with so many of my clients, and certainly how I was myself, it's almost as if we're walking around, you know, those colanders, the sieves, the strainer.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how we walk around. Every hole represents a different stressor we have. Those toxic relationships, lack of sleep, poor eating choices, a mindset that doesn't serve us, toxins in our environment, you know, not exercising, we're certainly not doing the right program. And what we're doing is we are leaking so much precious energy. And what's amazing to me is look what we're able, how would we show up if we started plugging up those holes?
Wow. Great. So part of your plugging up some of the holes as you were looking at your business and seeing where you were getting depleted is saying, you know, I can't be all things to all people anymore. And for some, I just can't be there one-on-one. So what did you learn from that? And how did you make that shift from one?
Right. And I have a lead private coaching it's not for the meek, certainly. It's, yeah, I'm certainly not for everybody. I take someone's hand and through their comfort zone, because I know if you keep doing the same thing, you keep getting the same results. So I'm really here to find out what they want and what's the shortest, quickest, most direct path to get there. But in order to scale my business, the group model really made so much sense. And it started because I created this 5-week program that, I mean, now it's a proven process. Thousands have gone through it. They love it. But I started it really as a corporate wellness program. I was bringing it into companies like UBS. Did it. They chose whoever wanted to participate, and I taught it for them. And I also did it as a small group program nearby. But then I had people on my newsletter list saying, you know, I live in California, or I live in Germany, or I live in wherever, and how can I work with them as well? So the idea of making this a teleclass, teaching it by teleclass, so it's still very interactive, but I can work with everybody. It's such a great use of my time because it's still the same amount of time. But now instead of one person on the other end, I can have hundreds. So it's just been such a great way to get my message out to those who really want it, serve them as best as I can from the comfort of this. So this way they don't have to travel. And it's been an incredible use of my time.
Now, you mentioned the importance of leveraging your time and how important that is, especially with four kids, four dogs, now six dogs. You're the author of two books. Books can be really time consuming. So how did a book fit into the way you were growing your business?
You know, and it's funny because for me, well, the first book flew out of me. I call it sort of a download. I'm telling you, I wrote that in about 2 weeks. I could not stop writing. It's like it had to be written. And then the second one, it was a very similar thing. Actually, the second book, A Pocket Full of Mojo, we use that as a corporate wellness tool. You know, I do wellness programs and I always ask what they've done. And typically they spend a fortune and the healthiest and fit participate, and the ones who need it the most and cost the companies the most are tragically left behind. So I thought, wow, that's 365 tips. And this way, the diabetic, the heart patient, the obese, and the athlete can all flip it open and change the interoffice culture, get on board, and create wellness. So with that in mind, that one flew out and updated it for 2015. So there's a new edition of it. But the book writing piece for me, when a book is ready to be birthed, it's a quick process. The marketing, however, is a different story. But the writing for me is very quick. When it's ready. It's very
quick. Right. Well, as you say, it can be the same thing with babies too. When they're ready.
Very true. Very true. My first two, forever. Number three, the whole other story. And number four, same thing.
So with all sorts of things going on, and again, it sounds like, when you talk about bowls of energy, yours must be absolutely enormous. How do you make sure that you stay focused, and where is your focus these days?
My focus is on my priorities. Really, when you look at it, we can get caught up in this endless cycle of busyness. There's so much we can do. But what I've learned is, in order to create the most impact, I have to be very strategic. So number one, without a doubt, that's why I created my own line of shakes and bars, because nutritionally, it keeps my energy up. It's just a secret strategy because I need it. If I don't feel well, I'm not going to show up well. I won't have that energy and I won't have that clarity and that ability to focus. I'd be walking around with this brain fog, which so many of us walk around with when we're not eating well. So that's number one. And then it's really, when I look at my priorities and stay true to them, you can let a lot of the stuff go. Like, for example, it's very important to me that, I'm a wife and mom first, and that's crucial. So as powerful as my business can be, as much as I love it, it's the highest and best expression of myself. I don't want to do that at the expense of my family. So how do I do both? Well, it's, like, for example, I'll cook, but I won't make anything. It'll be five ingredients or less. That's my rule. Okay. Or if you come to my house, I would not suggest you go into my kids' rooms. Just don't do it. what's important? Having that balance, and I can talk about balance. I have a very different view of balance. But in order to let some of those things go, I can be completely present to my business and focus on what's really making the most impact for me. Things that just take my time, I've either learned to let go, delegate, but things that truly impact others or get my work out in a much bigger way, that's what's worth my time.
Great. So I want to touch on balance in a minute, but I'm curious because I'm married to an athlete as well. There are entire stores filled with shelves of nutritional products. What was it that you weren't seeing there? It's almost like walking into a candy store. There are so many options for shakes and bars and supplements and things like that. What wasn't there?
Candy. That's what I was finding. It was glorified candy bars. What I did was I looked at every single label out there and I said, these are either too highly processed. There's garbage in these things. They don't keep you steady. They don't keep your energy up. They don't keep you nourished, fueled, energized. So I created my own. And again, I'm busy. My clients are busy. So everything I create, whether it's a program, whether it's a product, it's for that busy person who just wants the results and just doesn't have the time. So the bars, you just have to unwrap it, So it doesn't get easier than that. And so I created something it's gluten-free. It's 100% organic. One of them is dairy-free because I have a lot of dairy-sensitive clients, but it's very high in fiber and quality protein and healthy fat and extremely low in sugar. So they're designed to break a sugar addiction. I have a lot of diabetics that I work with, and within, 4 or 5 weeks, they're off insulin. So, we do that through nutrition and lifestyle, but I don't go a day without them. And it's to keep you steady. You don't have those energy highs and energy crashes. And the shakes are, that's nutritional professional grade. That's just my label. That's not my recipe. The bars are my recipe. And when I was testing it, it's funny because the first test case came without my label on it. So I thought, oh, this will be great. Let me have my kids try it because they have no interest in saying something's good for my sake.
Right.
You know? Now imagine four kids, teenagers at the time. And they said, wow, mom, these are really good. Where'd you get them? And I was like, oh, that is a home run right there.
Oh, so, absolutely. Out of the park.
Right. So chocolate almond coconut, warm apple cinnamon. And I mean, they just make it easy. That's all.
Yeah. And that's terrific. I mean, and so where did you find the time in all of this to actually come up with a recipe? Because that's a very, very hands-on approach when it comes to those bars.
You know, it was one of those things that I just really thought, this is important. I was looking for a certain nutritional profile. You know, I was looking for no more than a certain amount of grams of sugar, no more than a certain amount of, you know, how much fiber is going to be in there. There was a profile I was looking for, and I wanted to get the taste just right. So, you know, like anything, if it's important enough, you carve out the time. And I'm sure my house wasn't as clean as it could be back then, but we did it. And now people love them. It's so easy. They just order them off my site, or we're in a few doctor's offices, and, or, you know, clients come here and they walk out with a couple of cases. It just makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Now you mentioned earlier the issue of balance, and you said your idea of balance is a little different. Can you talk about that?
Sure. You know, the way I learned this, like how I learn any of my lessons, by crashing first. What I learned was I was trying to balance. I said, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to be this working mom. So I'll be sort of, you know, my attention will be at, you know, with my work, and my attention will be with my kids, my husband. And what I learned was I kind of stunk at everything, because what I was doing was, while I was working, I was sort of thinking about my family. And while I was with my family, I was thinking about all the other things that I had to do. So it was sort of like, and I'm no mathematician, but I looked at it and I said, well, you know, instead of being 50% here and 50% here, what would happen if I chose to be 100% in the space I'm in? So take that other 50% and devote it to the current space I'm in. So this way, when I'm at work, like right now, I am with you. I am 100% with you, right? And when I'm with my family, I am 100% with them. And if I tell you the impact I can have that way in so much less time has been profound. And I find that the more present I am in the current space I'm in, the more I get done, the less time I waste. It's a much better system and way to go.
That's wonderful. And it also sounds like it takes you out of that bright, shiny object syndrome where your priority is exactly what you are doing at that moment. So, I mean, you've used the phrase before, how you heal yourself from bright, shiny object syndrome. How long did it take to shift that mindset? Because it sounds like, poof, you did it.
Yeah. That was something great. Shiny object syndrome. It's like certain diseases that only go into remission. I'm in remission because things always look so appealing to me. They look great. You know, it's a new idea. I'm a great starter. I really am. If something's great, I'm like, whoo, let me do this. And I have the ability to do that with way too many things. And I was doing that to the expense, you know, to the expense of, what am I so busy starting and what am I letting go in the process? And I thought about it and I said, well, yes, I could do so many different things, and they do. They all sound wonderful. But what would happen if, instead of sort of drilling wide and shallow, what would happen if I drilled narrow and deep? And when I started doing that, I just had so much more impact. Like, for example, I used to try to appeal to everybody. So, well, you know, I have a message of health and wellness and lifestyle and getting to the top of your game, and let me just appeal to everyone. And then again, I stunk at everything. Instead, when I said my message, because of who I am, really caters to that very stressed and very busy type A person who just wants quick, simple solutions that just work. When I focused more to that type of personality, the impact was there, because I understand that. I understand that person.
Great. And one of the things that you've touched on earlier is that your business model and your vision can actually shift and change based on what's going on with your life. So once you don't have the four kids at home, and depending on the number of dogs, there are other ways that you can scale up and expand your business. So talk a little bit about where that focus and that priority came in for you so that your business actually changes with your life.
Oh, it does. It changes constantly. And here's, you know, I have two kids in college now and I still have two home. So as much as I would love to sort of blow up my business even more, I'm not going to, because I need to be here. When my youngest leaves, it's a different story. But what I will do is create as much impact, but keep my priorities in check. So yes, I'm still speaking, I'm consulting, I'm coming out with, you know, books and products and services and doing a lot of media. I'm still doing what I can, but making sure I'm home when it's important and not traveling all the time. And so there are certain concessions I'm making, but it's deliberate. I don't want to, you know, regrets stink and I just don't want to have any.
Right. And where would you see your business going when the time comes, when you have that empty nest, or at least empty of children, not necessarily empty of dogs?
And I can't even imagine, because I'm sure when my youngest is gone, I'm sure one or two of them will come home. So who knows? But that's what happens with four kids. But I really see, I mean, for me, when I'm speaking, that is absolutely hands down what I know I need to be doing, because I love people. So as much as doing something online is great, it's a great way to impact a lot of people, I love people. I want to be with them. So whether that's training, facilitating, consulting, but live is just truly what I love. I mean, I will see the aha moments. I will see the tears. I will know that I've shaken someone up and inspired them towards taking that first step. Right. So that's huge. I just did a TEDx last week. TED talk, and I mean, who knows, but I love that. So more speaking, who knows, maybe it means more events, maybe it means more retreats. I don't know, but I know that's really a love. I just love speaking and teaching.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Debbie, you've given us so much to think about. I mean, first of all, the importance of really getting clear on our priorities, seeing the importance of leverage with one-on-many programs and how that can really expand our business, and also the importance of having a long-term vision, a business that serves our life and can change with it. So thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for tuning in today. You know, I really want you to have a breakthrough in your business as well. So as a loyal listener, I want to give you free access to one of my special video trainings that I call Ignite. In this Ignite webinar, I share my quick growth scale formula that lets you bust through the plateau, design a self-sustaining business, and live the life you deserve. You can get free access by going to businessexponential.com/BBIgnite. Again, that's businessexponential.com/BBIgnite. Go there now, and we'll see you on the next episode of Business Breakthrough.